Next up is providing some details about the rainfall amounts in your warning. In particular, you need to list how much rain has fallen so far and give a sense of how much more is expected. If you're comfortable providing specific details about rates, include the expected rainfall rate information. At the very least, the additional rainfall option should be used to give a sense of the total amounts to expect. With the selections made in this image, the text would read, "Between 2 to 3 inches of rain have fallen. The expected rainfall rate is 1 to 2 inches in 1 hour. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible in the warned area." If you choose to exclude the rate information, it's always nice to give a sense of rainfall timing when you can. Here, you could say, 1 to 2 inches are possible over the next hour. An important thing I want to mention is that determining all these rainfall amounts is the trickiest part of creating your text. However, keep in mind that these amounts can be ranges and that you don't have to be extremely precise if you don't have the information or confidence. Simply saying 2 to 3 inches have fallen gives people a sense of the magnitude of the event.